This book is the record of the kingship of David. He reigned as king for 40 years. And the days that David reigned over Israel were 40 years, 7 years reigned he in Hebron, and 33 years reigned he in Jerusalem. This is Leroy Iam speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of 1 Samuel. The Bible records more of the details of the life of David than any other person in the Old Testament. We see him first as a shepherd boy, and after that we observe him as a musician, soldier, poet, and king. He was the youngest son in his family, and it is interesting to note that it didn't even occur to Jesse his father to even consider him when the prophet Samuel came seeking the first king of the tribe of Judah, the royal tribe, and the head of the messianic family. When Saul was rejected, the throne passed to a man after God's own heart. In Paul's sermon at Antioch, he refers to Saul and David and said, "And afterward they desired a king, and God gave unto them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, who shall fulfill all my will." And then he adds, "Of this man's seed hath God, according to his promise, raised up unto Israel a Savior, Jesus." One of David's greatest acts was the taking of Jerusalem. "Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king." Jerusalem was the center of the national life of Israel. Nothing could have been more effective in uniting the people than the capture of Jerusalem and making it the capital of the country. Three great cities have remarkably affected the world. Athens brought forth that marvelous intellectual civilization which is seen in the aim of the Greeks to create the perfect man by mental process. If intellect could have saved the world, then Greece would have been the savior of mankind, but she failed to meet the moral and spiritual needs. Rome is representative of the will, the iron kingdom that brought the man of action. It deals with the social side of man and perfected the areas of law and government. Jerusalem represents the moral and spiritual nature of man. Man was not lost in the intellectual or social planes of development, but in the spiritual. Jerusalem brought us Calvary, the greatest self-revelation of God. There is no cross, no Calvary in Greece or Rome.